Nah, it's all good. It's all good. I got a little song for us. I got a little song for us.
Hold on. Bring us in proper.
Hey. Don't get your little old school tune, people. We here. Hey. Whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 97 of Speak On It with Teedra Moses. I am your host, Danny Ocean, as always, joined by the smoothest man on the planet, Losty Mix. It's a beautiful day. How are you living? How is life going? What's up?
Brother, I think we was talking a little bit before the show started. So, you know, right now I'm going through some things. Not in a bad way at all, people. First and foremost, you already know when you see this Nas fade, fresh Nas fade, by the way. It can only be one brother, the good brother, Losty Mix. Danny, as always, it is a blessing to be here with you. I'm doing all right, man. All right, people. I'm gonna let everyone know right now. I'm trying to buy a house. Yes. I'm trying to buy a condo. I'm trying to buy real estate. I'm trying to make big boy moves, acquire assets.
Yep.
Because assets in real estate is the path to wealth in this country, people.
Talk to him.
And I've been looking from the sidelines too long, seeing too many of you brokies out here with houses that you can't afford.
About me.
I wanted to be right on that bandwagon too. Sign me up.
It's like you talking about me, baby. Listen, here.
Listen, I'm trying to buy a house, trying to start building a little bit of generational wealth. And boy, they didn't tell you when you start building generational wealth, it comes at a price.
Yes, a generation.
A generational price. Listen, home buying to me is annoying because there's just so many fees. What initially happened was when the housing market really started to pick up, people were probably getting mad scammed. Like they were just selling you some bullshit ass houses. And so somebody had to come along and just be like, hey, now we gotta figure some stuff out here. Well, what they did know was that these sort of policies would screw over us cheap folk. us folks that don't want to spend a dollar. Because we start looking at all these fees and you're just like, hey, yo, dog, all this to buy a house?
All that to buy a house. So it don't get cheaper either.
It does not get cheaper. And listen, I've had conversations with a few homies, well, mad homies, about, you know, me thinking about buying a house, looking around, touring, looking to buy a house and whatnot. And listen, I've had some homies that are like, yo, this is, the, you know, listen, there's two type of homies you get when you start talking about real estate to your homies. Yes. You get the Mr. Real Estate who's in his bag, Mr. Generational Wealth guy. Oh, hey, man, I'm going to tell you right now, man, you buy a house right now, man. This housing market, bruh, I'm telling you, live in it for a little bit, then move out, take whatever you put in, take that out, and put that towards your new place, and then rent out your old place, and then the cycle just begins, my brother. It's generational wealth. That's one friend. And I appreciate that friend, because you start hearing about the numbers, you're like, oh, you're right. I could. You know, they always hit you with that one line, brother, think about it. The stock market, that's play money, but everybody needs a place to live. Real estate, it's right there. It's tangible. And I just be like, yeah, no, that makes total sense. Then you got your other homie, if you ever told your homies about real estate. I appreciate the other homie just as much as I appreciate, Mr. Wealth, I appreciate Mr. Hell Nah. Mr. Hey, dog, you about to pay how much in this environment, in this economy? Then they hit you with how much would you be paying a month? All right, so you know, X amount is actually going towards the actual loan. This is going to the interest on the loan. This is going to X. This is going to Z. In X amount of years, you really barely paying that loan off. Damn, you right. This shit might be a scam.
Everything is a scam.
Oh, it is. And that's where you meet in the middle when you're just like, yeah, this is a scam, but I want in on this scam now. That's where I'm at. No, that's dead ass where I'm at.
Hey, I was there, man. On
the real estate scam.
That was me a couple years ago when my wife and I bought our house. Same thing.
Like I want in on this scam. I feel like I'm making decent enough money where it's just time. Like I told you, I came in here and I said, my landlord just decided it was cool to up the rent $90. $90.
Where does it end?
Then I start looking around this bitch. Y'all ain't $90 extra worthy. We got to discuss some things.
Because it's a principal thing, right? Like, you're going to be paying more in a mortgage, but it's mine. It is the principal. All right, Jamie. Hold on.
Listen, folks, to the folks that are listening, we over here starting this day off with real estate. Here come Jamie. He said, yo, I pay cash money for my condo. No mortgage for me. Fuck those interest rates. Okay, Jamie, here's all I'm going to say. My brother, throw me a couple thousand.
Yeah. Who you work for, Jamie? Who you work for, Jamie?
Now, let me owe something. Let me
even Hendrix, like, yo, who's he say he made what?
Yo, he come in talking about some fuck those interest rates. Like, whoa.
Hear you.
I'm hiccuping over here.
I must have got that man in hiccups. Jamie, who you work for? They hiring? My man said, I paid straight cash. Homie Randy Moss would be very proud right now.
Straight cash. That's how you got to do it. Danny, how are you doing, man? Outside of me and my war against the real estate.
I'm doing better than I was Sunday. We'll talk about it in a few minutes in the Mavericks. I'm doing better. Starting to prepare myself for a long off season. Work is going great. Hopefully get some good news tomorrow and Thursday. We'll see, but life is good. I can't complain.
I know deep down you're really hurting about the Mavericks and we're going to talk about them, but I'm going to just say this. Y'all should have paid Jalen Brunson that money. Listen, I know Mark Cuban go to the grave saying they did not have a chance to offer Jalen Brunson the deal he wanted.
Could have paid him three times.
You say what?
Could have paid him three times. Could have paid him twice during the season, didn't do it. Could have paid him in the offseason, didn't do it. And here we are. Now you're going to pay Kyrie 3 years, $215, $220 million. You're going to pray that you get a top 10 draft pick. You're going to pray that it's top five, and you're going to go try hijack some team for a young player for a top five pick because you can't put a top five player on that roster who will not be ready. Luka needs to win now. We'll talk about that later, though.
Yeah, we will. What else are we talking about today, my guy?
NBA playoff. The play-in is starting tonight. Actually, the Heat are in action right now. They are down 43-30 against the Hawks, which is insane because since the play-in tournament, this is a fun stat I heard, only one underdog has won out of 12 games. The home team is 11-1. Miami might be 11-2 if they keep playing like this. We're going to talk about NFL. OBJ is a Raven. We're going to talk some UFC. We're going to talk about Tariq Hill and some things he said. The WNBA draft was last night. Some thoughts there. A lot of exciting stuff. But before we get into that, have to do some housekeeping items. As always, this show is brought to you by goingfor2.com. Head over to goingfor2.com for all your daily fantasy needs. Redraft season is around the corner. The NFL draft is in 2 weeks. A whole lot of content. Keep it coming. And as always, for those who are on the visual journey, you're going to see a QR code flash across the screen for Underdog Fantasy. Head over to Underdog Fantasy, scan that code. You get up to $100 deposit match. For those on the audio adventure, the code for that is GF2. G is in going, F is in four, and the number 2. Again, Underdog Fantasy, get a deposit match up to $100 using code GF2. D, let's get this thing cracking. What do you say?
Yes, sir. Listen, before we get started, I just want to make note of one thing that I saw that I thought was really funny. For the longest I've been saying, I think the COVID year was a mistake that the NCAA does not realize how far in dog shit they stepped in. I just read earlier today that Duke's potential first round pick Kyle Filipowski is staying.
Oh,
and immediately after, they had a top five, a top 10.
I saw this.
McKenzie McBaco already requests his release from his national letter of intent. NCAA, college athletes, I want to let y'all know I'm dying on the hill that COVID year is the worst thing the NCAA could have done. And now a lot of programs and a lot of teams are having to step in some shit because they don't know what to do because they're not used to this. See, had it been Coach K would have told Kyle, take your ass to the NBA, dog.
We don't need you.
But we don't need
you.
All right, where are we starting at today, my guy?
So we're going to start today in the NBA. We have some very interesting storylines. The regular season wrapped up, and it was one hell of an interesting day. Whole lot of spice. We saw my Mavericks wave the white flag. They tanked the last two games in order to help secure their top 10 pick. Lucas says he's happy, but we've heard this story before, LOL. The Rockets confirmed Stephen Silas is getting the boot. Feels a little racist to me. Dwayne Casey said, I've had enough of Detroit. I've been kicked out of nicer places than this. And then, of course, the thing that we care the most about, the Minnesota Timberwolves and the fight against between – not the fight. First, let's talk about old boy punching the wall, fracturing his hand. He is out tonight. The wall always wins, kid. Like, there's something to be said about the kid who punches the wall. The wall always wins. And the second and most important, Rudy Gobert and Kyle Anderson. Allegedly, Kyle Anderson called Rudy the B-word, and he was like, bet, let's test it, and punched him in the chest. And Rudy got sent home at halftime, and Rudy will not be playing in L.A. tonight. He is suspended. D, out of all this foolishness that happened this weekend, what is your biggest storyline?
I want to stay on the Minnesota Timberwolves for a second because I think that's a huge storyline. Yes. I think, and we can go back and revisit some of the Texas teams, but I want to go up to Minnesota real quick because when I saw Jaden McDaniels walk off and punch the wall, I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yo.
Why the wall?
But we all, why the wall? Know someone who's the wall puncher. When I saw that, I thought of one person I know who has punched a wall over the course of my life. And it's, why the wall?
Because my thing is, it's like, listen, all I'm saying is every brother I've ever seen punch a wall, they definitely went home.
They've been to jail. Or they flirted with jail time.
No, I'm trying to say what I got to say without laughing. Okay. Every brother or sister that I have ever seen punch a wall, when you saw them going home later that school day, it wasn't on a regular bus.
Hey, yo.
That bitch was not on a regular bus. Hey, yo. They was not in the regular classrooms either. They had knee pads on and they had helmets when they went to class.
Nope, I'm not participating in that. Nope, I ain't touching that. I love my job.
Listen. It's all I'm going to say. Jaden McDaniel has been nothing short of an amazing, amazing young player this year. I think I read somewhere he's one of the five players that have guarded opposing teams' best players for like over 1,000 minutes. He is clearly one of the premier young players in this league. Bruh, you waited to game 82. 82 to do this.
And here's the thing for me. Like, it's one thing to punch a wall that has drywall and some 2x4s behind it. He punched a brick wall. Like, excuse me?
In an arena.
You might as well punch it. Man.
Listen, athletes out here, before you punch that wall, please, why don't you consider doing this? If you got a shirt on, take it and just throw it.
Yeah. Do some push-ups.
Take it and just throw it.
Kick the Gatorade cooler. That's a classic. Kick the Gatorade cooler. Flip the table. We can mop up the Gatorade. We can't fix your hand in a broken hand in 48 hours. That's what we cannot do.
The thing is, anytime I've heard about a player punching a wall and like breaking their hand and being out, I always wonder, what the hell does the team doctor say? Huh?
Hey.
Hey, sir, let me take a look at your hand real quick. It's looking like you got a few.
Oh, you broke it? Oh, that's crazy. Maybe you shouldn't punch brick walls, my guy.
Yeah.
That's a crazy concept.
The team doctor probably holding your hand like, so who won? You or the wall?
Right. How's the wall doing? I'd hate to see the wall right now.
I'm going to just listen. All I'm going to say is, again, I ain't never seen nobody punch a wall that rode the regular bus home. That's all I'm going to say.
Help us, Kyle.
Now to Rudy Gobert. Listen, the basketball universe, we slowly forgave you for giving the league COVID and shutting down the world. We slowly forgave you.
Funniest thing ever.
When you got traded, we knew what was up. We knew Minnesota was some dummies in that trade, and we had seen enough of you getting done dirty by any type of team that puts you in a pick and roll action. Yes. So we moved. We saw you go over to Minnesota, and we said, "Hey, if the Frenchman can be successful with Karl-Anthony Towns, this might be something with Anthony Edwards there." I don't know about you, Danny, but every Minnesota Timberwolves game I've watched that was not against a above 500 team, those guys have looked very, very nitty.
Yes.
Haven't looked like a team that I would consider a real contender. Now, against against below 500 teams, they've been bad. Against above 500 teams, they've been good. So, when I see Rudy Gobert on this team, former defensive player of the
three
year,
times.
With Karl-Anthony Towns, with Anthony Edwards on it, I'm thinking this team can get you 50 wins. Now, when you look at the Minnesota Timberwolves, they have a winning record against teams above 500, a losing record against teams under 500. Crazy. So what are you telling me here? This team is kind of mitty. And if they would have been locked in for about 5 to 6 more games against bad teams, they wouldn't be in the play-in. And the NBA, for everyone who didn't know, implemented this play-in tournament so that seeds 7 and 8 could feel a little bit pressure, and to make sure that seeds 9, 10, 11, and 12, y'all just don't go tanking the way y'all think y'all was about to be tanking, right? Like, except you're the Dallas Mavericks.
Yes, sir.
But it is what it is. So when you're seeing game 82 and you're seeing an intense huddle of basketball players, because I've been watching a lot of basketball, an intense huddle is not a new thing. But when you see a 7-foot Frenchman, Frenchly, punch someone else, they don't even do it the American way. He ain't do it the American way. He did the French way. How did I know? What's the French way? Right, he punched him like this.
So you know what that was? When he first extended his hand, he was like, "I'm about to punch him." And then midway, he was like, "I probably shouldn't punch my teammate," but he couldn't stop it. So he just hit him with the wrist. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
What happened if Kyle Anderson would have came back and hit him with a haymaker, Shakur Stevenson style?
Listen, man. I was listening to something. It was like, if you call someone the B word, you're going to find out real quick if they won or not. Because man called me the B word like that. Yeah, I might punch him in his face too. That's beyond basketball. Like that.
Are we here? We having this conversation?
I mean,
we having this conversation? Listen, getting called a bitch. I'm going to say it. Getting called a bitch. Listen, you're right. It will kind of see if you really are one or not, but you also got to hear the context that is being used. If my man says, "Yo, you acting like a bitch right now."
That's true.
That's different than, "Yo, my dude, you a bitch."
I think it was the latter. I'm pretty sure I found some. I'm pretty sure it was the latter. He called Rudy a B word. Not like you playing like one. No. You all one.
Hey, but let's try to see this from Kyle Anderson's perspective. Yo, my dog, you out here getting cooked on these pick and rolls. You might want to, if your back hurting, get out the game. But stop acting like a bitch.
But you know what?
That's probably what he said.
The whole league thinks he's soft anyway, right? So I know they think he's soft in the locker room. I mean, so if you think he that dude to steal on, then yeah, I'll call you a B-word.
Yeah, like Kyle Anderson out there doing it all. He out there rebounding, assists, scoring. He see Rudy Gobert out there looking for French baguettes. Man, get your bitch ass out there. Get your bitch ass out the line.
Because you know.
That's what he's. Yo, did you see the clip? It was like a leaked clip of Kyle Anderson kind of coming back.
Yeah.
They said, "Yo, y'all gonna have to choose." Yeah, get that.
Kyle Anderson, congratulations! You're now a Shanghai Shark because they traded 4 first round picks for Rudy. Rudy is there for a long time.
But see, and this is where locker room comes in handy, because Kyle Anderson, I would argue to the casual, Kyle Anderson might do more for the lineup on a regular basis than Rudy Gobert does.
Hey, man, I'm not here to argue that. I'm just saying. One guy got traded for 4 first-round picks. The other dude was a Spur. Kyle, congratulations. We're going to be on a team next year that's tanking for the next big thing. I will say hilarious all the way around. If you're Rudy, if a man calls you the B word, I think there's a 30-second window where you have the right to swing on him.
So you're saying this is hockey? Also, hockey.
Who is hockey?
Can we talk about that, Kyle? I know you're in here. I need to know what they put in the CBA. Like, what does the NHL Players Association ask for in the CBA to get fights approved? Because, listen, if for one of these years they can put a fair slap boxing, like a fair 10-second slap boxing match for an excessive tee, like if you really tee somebody up and get mad at it, a 10-second slap boxing match, we find out a lot about some hands in the NBA.
Draymond being in a fight every night. Dudes would be lining up to fight Draymond. And Dylan Brooks,
Dylan Brooks, I heard that shit you said, too. Ooh. I heard the shit you said.
Hey, come here, Dylan. Let me holler at you real quick. Ooh.
Look, Donovan Mitchell, after that one game versus the Grizzlies, he's going to be like, hey.
Come, let me holler at you.
I heard what you said. I heard what you said. Oh, no, man.
So speaking of the Timberwolves, they actually play tonight. The play-in starts tonight, as we said earlier. The Heat and the Hawks are on right now. In the West, though, tonight, I think the game that everyone's looking forward to, Lakers and Timberwolves. Rudy will not be there. He did not travel with the team. I still think that's a little bit excessive, but okay, Timberwolves. And then the loser of that will be taking on the winner of the Thunder and Pelicans. Who do you think gets the 7 and 8 seed out in the West?
Seventh seed. I think no Rudy is going to be a problem because poor Carl Anthony Towns is going to have to deal with AD and Bron. Have mercy. So I'm going to go with the Lakers at the seventh seed. I actually like, believe it or not.
Say it. Cause we're on the same page. We're about to say the same thing.
I actually like the Thunder at the 8
seed. Me too.
I like the Thunder at the 8 seed. I think, the Thunder are a young team that's still figuring it out, but the Thunder are like a season away from being the Grizzlies. They're a good team, and they're going to figure it out. And I think they're going to be what the Grizzlies were maybe what 2 years ago when they played the Warriors in that play-in tournament. I think they're going to win, get that eighth spot. It wouldn't surprise me if the Nuggets make quick work of them.
Yes.
Maybe like 4 or 5 games. But I'm going to be honest with you. The Thunder are the only team that I think if the Nuggets played first round, everyone would say, y'all got it. Y'all got it. Everyone else?
I think if they got the Pelicans, too, I think I think the Pelicans, they would make light work of the Pelicans. CJ and Brandon might give you a game or two, but I think the Nuggets will win. I hope the Lakers lose tonight. I want Lakers-Nuggets first round because I think the Lakers would get the Nuggets out of here rather quickly. With that being said, I do not think that's going to happen. I'm with you. I think Lakers get the 7th seed, and I think the Thunder get the 8th seed, and they still have an excellent chance to get Victor Wembanyama. It's been the perfect season for OKC.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dylan Brooks, I heard that shit you said. Dylan Brooks said he hopes.
Oh, yeah, he won Bron. Lakers. No, you don't.
He said he hopes the Lakers win tonight because he would love the opportunity to send Bron and company home early.
But you know what? I respect that because one thing I hate about playoff basketball now, it's, we're just going to play, the people in front of us. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, yada, 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 yada. Nah, dog. I want the king.
That's what I was saying about last week when I was telling the Lakers they need to definitely try to push for that 5 seed because if you can get the Suns in the first round matchup, fuck it. If you can beat the Suns, you can beat anybody in the West. I don't care what anyone says. You can beat the Suns, you can beat anyone in the West. Now I'm looking at the West and I'm like, listen, I'm sorry. I don't think Denver's not scaring anyone.
No.
They're still not scaring anyone. If you can beat the Grizzlies and you can beat the Suns, I think you can beat whoever comes out of the East.
So it's funny you say that, right? Because I think everyone was jockeying to get the Kings. I don't think anyone is scared of Sacramento. They can't guard anyone. They've just been really healthy all year. So the Kings get the Warriors.
Well, what do you need to outscore people for when you have the best offense in the league?
That's true. But I'm saying when it comes to the playoffs, right, like teams have more time to scheme against you. And if you don't play defense, like the Warriors can play defense when they want to play defense. I'm saying most teams are jockeying to get Sacramento because Domantas Sabonis is the best player on the Kings. And how far you think Domantas Sabonis can take a team to the playoffs, in the playoffs.
Well, I think Domantas Sabonis and the future clutch player of the year, De'Aaron Fox, they got enough juice to get their team to a second round.
You think so?
Listen, the Kings and the Warriors are the only first round series I see going to seven games.
Okay. That is a bold.
So this is my thing. How does everyone see a team go 41 games, yep, and win maybe like 10? 41 road games and win 10 of, yep, them, and think they're going to go in somebody's house and win at least three?
That's a fair question. Well, they got to win. They just got to win one.
Okay. All I got to do is win one.
They win one, protect home court, you win in seven. I don't.
Listen, I like the Warriors. I know they're defending champions, but they also got the unlucky draw of getting the one team in the playoffs that's not used to being there. So now you're going, your hostile environment isn't even, it's not even hostile. That's killers.
Kill us.
And if you up the road, this your in-state rival. Oh, no. Nah, there's a lot of smoke. There's a lot of smoke.
What do you think about Suns Clippers? I am excited for Suns Clippers.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for Suns Clippers, too. I'm excited. We get the KD versus Kawhi rematch. Listen, this is all I'm going to say. Clippers, y'all got five games.
So you taking Suns?
Y'all got five games.
Suns in five. Okay.
Listen, the Suns going to get a few. The Suns not going to see nobody for real, for real. They're not going to get like a feeling till next round.
My so you got Suns in five. You got Kings. It sounds like you got the Kings in five, too.
I got the Kings in six.
Okay. I'll stick to that. I think I got Kings.
No, I got Kings in seven. They're not going to go to Oracle and put them away.
Okay.
Kings in seven.
I like that.
But if the Warriors don't win one of them two first games, whoo.
Sweet.
No, hey, they gonna beat them in five because they're gonna win. Game three is going to the Warriors. I don't care. Game three is going to the Warriors. If the Warriors don't win game one or game two, it is gonna be the nastiest five game sweep I think we will see in a while. And them narratives gonna get fast. I mean, them narratives gonna get crazy fast. Oh, y'all won the chip, but then you came back and got beaten five to the Kings. But I got Kings in seven. I got Suns in five. Who else? I got Denver in seven.
Don't care who it is.
If they get the Thunder.
Dog, if the Thunder take them in seven games, go ahead and send them home. Go ahead and send now, Nikola Jokic home.
If the Nuggets get the Lakers, if they get the Pelicans, if they get the what's the other team?
They can get
Timberwolves.
Dog, if they get the Timberwolves.
If they get the Timberwolves, Lakers, or Pelicans, I'm going to be honest with you. I have any three of those teams beating the Nuggets in six games.
That's crazy. I have the Lakers beating the Nuggets in six. I don't know about those other two teams.
Yeah.
So let's jump out to the East. So right now, Heat and Hawk, they're playing. The loser of that will play the winner of Raptors, Bulls. Who do you think gets 7 and 8?
The Heat are up. They're down 20 almost at halftime. It is 63-44 with a minute 20 left in the
crazy
second. Hawks up.
This
if that result stands, what is that? Celtics versus Hawks?
Dog. I think so. This must be a Trae Young masterclass, and it really isn't. Oh, 16, 5, 6, and 11. I take that back. Yes, this is a Trae Young masterclass. We need to wrap this up because Trae Young putting on a show right now.
Yeah, he's not playing. Listen. If it's Celtics versus Hawks first round, give me the Celtics in five. I'm sorry, Trae Young. I think they're going to put y'all in eight.
Oh, that's kind. I would say Celtics in four.
And then who else? We got the 3-6 is Philly, Brooklyn. Brooklyn, listen, y'all better enjoy these last four games of your season because it is a sweep time. And then the 4-5 is what? Knicks, Cavaliers. I actually like Cavs in seven.
Okay.
Julius Randle coming off of a gimpy ankle. Jalen Brunson's had like an off and on foot issue. I think the Cavs are just the better team. I think they, like, I know New Yorkers are pretty hype, but listen, I don't know. If Julius comes back healthy and the Knicks are playing the way they were playing for that like 10, 11 game stretch, maybe, but I don't see it. And then I honestly see Milwaukee getting
Oh, dog, Milwaukee. See you in the Eastern Conference Finals, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. Because they're either going to, like, they're either going to get the Heat or maybe they're going to get the, who are the other teams? The Heat, the Bulls, Raptors. Or Raptors. Woo. You know, funny as it may be, I think the Bucks low-key hope that they do not get the Raptors. The Raptors are the one team that I think would give the Bucks fits, maybe make it a five-game series.
Oh, where's
the
other Kyle? Two teams?
I don't know. Oh, where's Kyle? Oh, I wasn't saying I don't know to Kyle. Kyle's in here.
No, I'm saying, like, you're saying the Raptors would give the Bucks trouble. I'm saying I'm sure Kyle enjoys hearing that.
Yeah, no, the Raptors are a long, lengthy team. They're okay, super pause. They're a long, lengthy team. They can defend. They lead the league in steals. I think they can, you know, give Milwaukee fits. Obviously, Milwaukee, I believe, is if they aren't the favorite, they should be.
Yes.
I mean, they look good. Milwaukee looks good. They have a lot of good pieces. So what about you? Who you got?
First of all, Kyle, tell Nick Nurse to come to Dallas and bring Pascal and OG with him. Who do I have in the East? Doesn't matter. Bucks gonna run through whoever. Don't matter who get the 8 seed. Bucks running through you. 2 seed. Boston running through you. Doesn't matter. I just want Philly, Boston, second round. That's going to be Eastern Conference final worthy. And then whenever that gets Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference finals, that's the only thing I'm looking forward to in the East is the second round between Philly, Boston, and then the Eastern Conference finals between the winner of that and Milwaukee to go to the finals. I think Milwaukee goes to the finals. That 1 seed is going to pay dividends because that Boston-Philly series is going to be a war. And whoever comes out of that is one, oh, dang, I just beat Embiid in 7 games. Now I got to go against Giannis. Or I just beat Tatum and Brown in, you know, 6 or 7. Now I got to go against Giannis. Like, oh, that's a tall order.
So my thing with that is Boston matches up well against Milwaukee. Milwaukee, yes, matches up well against Philly.
Yes.
Philly matches up well against Boston.
Yep.
So listen, if we get Philly, Milwaukee, Eastern Conference Finals, I'm going with Milwaukee. If we get Boston, Milwaukee, Eastern Conference Finals, I'm going Boston. I'm going to be honest. Fair.
Like, that's the, in the East, that's the only.
And if by chance we get fucking, this would be the Eastern Conference Finals that might make me dropkick my TV. If we get Sixers and Cavaliers, shut the whole Eastern Conference down. Because yeah, what the fuck?
That's a wrap. Who would the Cavs had to beat? They would have beat Milwaukee in the second round. LOL. Giannis would never be able to show his face in the league again. Giannis, we would have to have a conversation.
We would. We definitely have that.
It depends on how they lost. Like, they lost in 7 on a buzzer beater, we'd forgive it. But if they lost in, like, 5.
We would forgive it. Why the hell are you going 7 games with the Cavaliers?
That's a fair question. I mean, Cavaliers, like, you have Evan Mobley. You have Donovan Mitchell. Like, they have some, like, they have. But, yeah, Giannis is Giannis.
My favorite part of the NBA playoffs is finding out who is built for the NBA playoffs and who is built for the regular season. And you can find out the players who are built for each. And there's nothing. Listen, you got to get through the regular season to get to the playoffs. So don't take this as me saying the regular season doesn't matter. This is me saying some of y'all, it's like the pretty girl who comes alive at the nighttime, right? When you see it in the hallway, you see it out and about. She cool. She regular. She got mad cool vibes. You know what I'm saying? She the homie. But then you see her outside and you say, whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't even know you was built like that. You got that?
You are thinking of someone in particular, and I would love for you to tell this story. There's a girl you have in mind right now.
Well, no, there's no girl I have in mind because I'm married. I love my woman.
Hey, good answer. Good answer.
I do love my woman, so I won't make that known. But back when I was outside, oh yeah, no, I knew a couple. Listen, the ones you see outside, you'd be like, yo, this you? This you?
No, don't tell me you'd be walking up to the girls like, yo, this you? Like, no.
Nah, you see somebody that you only used to see them one way, and then you see them outside another. You gotta be like, whoa, wait a minute, first question is, what's the occasion? And then she was like, oh no, I'm just out, I'm with my friends. You should be like, wait a minute, but this not how you normally. Can
that be
whatever.
Your friend?
Yeah. All right, what else? I know. Wait a minute. Is it time to transition over to the NFL? Because I'm going to get some jokes off.
Yes, it is. So, OBJ signed with the Ravens this past week. In your mind, do you think this is a good sign for the Ravens and Lamar Jackson relationship? And do you think Odell and Lamar make a formidable duo? Do you think other AFC teams are like, oh no, it's Lamar and OBJ. What do we do?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start by saying, people, I think Lamar might be staying in Baltimore because I don't think OBJ would have signed that deal if he didn't know who the fuck was throwing him the football.
So I'm going to say to that, as much money as he got guaranteed, I would have signed that joint, just cross my fingers.
Was it all? I know it was 18 million. Was it all guaranteed?
I think 13 mil is guaranteed at signing.
Oh no,
a dog, a man.
I'm signing that bitch too.
Yeah, hey,
bring back Trent Dilfer. I don't care.
The ball. Fingers crossed, Lamar's here, but 13 mil guaranteed. Hey, listen.
I do think Lamar's gonna end up coming back. I know he requested a trade. I mean, that's. Listen, I've been watching pro sports long enough that requesting a trade isn't the bad part. It's the trade actually getting done. We can work through some other shit. Trade has to get done for me to be like, damn, they traded him. I think both the Ravens and Lamar Jackson have come to some realizations over the last maybe month or so. I think Lamar Jackson's realizing there's a market out there for him, but it might not be the exact market that he wants. I think the Ravens are realizing there's a market out here for him. We should probably pay him now while he's fairly cheap. He's fairly cheaper. Because what he could do is if we could figure out a way to get him under contract now, right? Get that worked out. Then before a new TV deal or something else come up on, and we really, really got to pay him, especially if he like balls out even more, if he continues to play under a franchise tag. Oh, this motherfucker going to be expensive. And then we're really going to have to pay him. He said it's not about guaranteed dollars, so I'm going to drop the guaranteed dollars.
I don't know, man. We saw last summer Kevin Durant asked for a trade out of Brooklyn. They didn't give it to him. And then they traded him at the deadline. I feel like this relationship is fractured. I don't want to say beyond repair, right? Because if they give Lamar the money
fixes all.
Money fixes everything. It's just a weird thing to come back from, knowing that your head coach and your GM didn't want to pay you what you thought you were worth. And again, it goes back to, we've talked about this a lot, these other teams, I don't want to say colluding, but these other teams openly stating, no, we don't want Lamar. And you know damn well, looking at you, Atlanta, like Lamar changes the trajectory of your franchise. You go from, you know, sub playoff team to potential Super Bowl contender, depending on the roster you have.
Listen, the Ravens have been a Super Bowl contender since they drafted the dude. And while they surrounded him with was a dominant run game and a defense. Newsflash, Baltimore. See what happens when you maybe get him a receiver that's not just a big tight end?
We've seen it. You got Josh Allen, the receiver, boom. All pro quarterback. Get Jalen Hurts, the receiver, boom.
It's like, you know. That's a great point, Kyle. So Kyle in the chat says, let's not forget that most of these same teams that have been out on Lamar since this contract thing has came out also passed on him in the draft. And that's why most of them are in QB purgatory right now also.
Or they deserve. But,
listen. Lamar Jackson is a league MVP, unanimous. Like,
unanimous.
I don't understand, like, what I personally haven't been understanding, like, what if this was Josh Allen, or if this was Joe Burrow, if this is Patrick Mahomes, there's no question. You just pay the guy.
Even Jalen Hurts, right? Same thing. You pay him. Dak Prescott got his money. Well, he had to fight for that, too.
Yeah, but where's Jalen Hurts' money at? Jalen probably waiting. He waiting.
He needs to, yeah. Conversation for another day.
He waiting on Lamar. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And NFL owners, I don't think y'all realize I think some of these players are like way cooler than y'all give them credit for. Like, if you don't think some of these quarterbacks, some of these players are not talking to each other, like, yo, I ain't signing shit until my boy get paid. Listen, if a star quarterback for team A says, yo, I'm not signing a motherfucking thing until star quarterback from team B gets paid, what do you think GM from team A is going to do? Hey, big dog. What you thinking about paying old boy, man? Can you some we can work something out because he's saying XYZ, XYZ. All it takes is a little bit of help. You don't think Jalen Hurts is watching some of this saying, Jalen Hurts is looking at Lamar saying, yo, our playing styles ain't too far off. It's different.
Jalen's a better thrower.
Well, when I see Jalen win a league MVP, I'll say he's a better thrower than Lamar.
That's fair.
But Jalen Hurts, overall, he's looking at Lamar saying, our games ain't too much different. We do a lot of the same things. If the Ravens don't want to pay, if one bird team doesn't want to pay their QB, will the other bird team want to pay their
QB? Yes, so Howie said at the owners' meetings, yes, they intend on paying Jalen. Jalen going to get his money.
Yo,
Howie pays his players. Howie paid Carson. Howie has paid players in the past. Howie believes in paying players.
He paid Carson. He's been upset at himself for paying Carson ever since.
Yeah, me too.
Listen, all I'm saying is, my brother, I hope this QB drama don't fall your way. But players, you got to get your money, man. And you also got some folks in the chat who disagree with you on Hurts being a better passer than Lamar. I knew I went crazy. Yeah. I wasn't about to argue with you, but I knew I went crazy.
Nope. Now we got to look this up. Hold on.
Akili says, I disagree on Hurts being a better passer. Kyle says, Jalen is better at throwing outside the numbers. Not sure I'd say the same about passes over the middle. I will say Jalen does have a pretty deep ball. Pause.
I'll give him that. Yep, that was definitely a pause moment. Let's see.
I'll give him that. While you look that up,
yep.
I'm going to ask you about some other NFL moves. Want your thoughts?
Okay.
The Chiefs added Richie James. Should the rest of the AFC be scared?
The rest of the AFC should be scared because Patrick Mahomes is there. That's it.
Listen, all I'm saying is, if you got any stock on, any Chiefs wide receivers, Richie James might be a game changer. Kyle, I know we've been potentially thinking about doing some business with a Chiefs wide receiver. I'm not going to hold you. The Richie James signing made me reconsider some things. Listen, next one. Tyreek Hill said he's walking away after his current deal ends. What are your thoughts?
He lying. He lying through his teeth.
Listen, when I heard it, I said, oh, man, that's interesting. Then I thought about it. I said, wait a minute, Tyreek. If after the end of this, I think it's got like 2 or 3 years left, 2 or 3 years left in his deal. I was like, wait a minute. If you're still fast and you're still catching passes and they come with like a 2 or 3 year extension with some cash, are you sure you're done?
You sure you're done? He like, are
you, like if you really done and you made your money, cool. But if you're not done yet, hold on now, brother. I got you in Dynasty. But so Kyle says, Kyle is asking me, is Richie James going to kill the Sky Moore deal? I've been thinking about it. He also said, low-key, Richie is better than Sky Moore and the other guy they just let go.
Whew. Hot takes.
I don't know. Kyle also said Tyreek could also just change his mind in 3 years. Some players change their minds after retiring. Yeah, there was this one guy who retired. That retirement lasted like 2 weeks, and then he came back.
Yeah.
And his wife ended up leaving him, and he ended up getting bumped first round of the playoffs. So.
Lying. He lying through his teeth.
You know. Danny, do you think the Cardinals trade the number 3 overall pick? There have been some reports that they've been potentially shopping that pick.
Here's the thing about the Cardinals. When you have what you think is a franchise quarterback, you need to do whatever it takes to win now. I understand what trading the 3rd overall pick would mean for that franchise. It just depends on the deal, right? Like if someone is at 11 and they want to jump to 3 and you get the 11th pick and you know 5 or 4 out of the first 10 picks of the draft are going to be quarterbacks, like there's a chance that your guy still drops to you at 3 depending on like who you want and what you where you see your needs. Jonathan Gannon is a defensive guy. They're probably going to take a corner. They're probably going to take a defensive lineman. Like one of your guys will probably be there. I would entertain it. Like if I could get a top 15 pick this year, a second round pick, and maybe a first pick next year, oh yeah, we can have that conversation.
True. I think so. This is my thing, and this might be a spicy take. Are we sure that the Cardinals front ownership and front office? I mean, no, let me say that again. Are we sure Cardinals ownership and front office believe that they have a franchise quarterback?
They paid him last year. They ain't got no choice. That dead cap too much.
Listen,
no choice.
We don't talk about how GMs who know they are on the outs love to pay certain players premium dollars right before they get fired because yep. It's the next GM's problem.
Yep. Can't get rid of Kyler. He going to be there.
Get rid of him. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I don't know. I don't think they traded either. Another team that traded to get the number one overall pick.
Talk to me.
The Carolina Panthers, do you think they take Bryce Young at number one overall?
Yes, but it wouldn't surprise me if they took C.J. Stroud instead. Like, I like C.J. a little bit more than Bryce. I know Bryce is a Heisman winner. It's just Bryce's size to me. Pause. Like he's just too small for me. Pause. Like C.J. is bigger. This is going to be – I'm just going to say pause for the rest of the sentence. Like CJ's bigger.
You can make this like Cameron and Mace's show. Just pause after every sentence.
That joint was so funny. Still makes me laugh. I wouldn't be shocked if they took Bryce, but I wouldn't be shocked if they took CJ. It's going to be one of the two. I would take CJ, but I understand taking Bryce.
So I must be in the supreme minority. And when I say supreme, I mean the deepest of minorities that think that Anthony Richardson should really be the number one overall pick.
Okay, when you say minority, we're talking about a black person in like Southern Alabama minority in the 60s.
I'm talking about a black dude living in Portland, Oregon type of deep minority.
Okay, that's...
Damn, hold on. Can't be too loud around here. No, but this is why. Listen, Bryce Young, to your point, he's a little bit on the smaller size. If he was 6'3", 6'4", I would say easily number one overall pick. C.J. Stroud, I think Ohio State has a bad history with
QBs. They do.
I'm not going to say a bad history. I would just say I think C.J. is better suited for a team that maybe has a few pieces around them. Maybe has a receiver, no quarterback, right? I think like they have to have some pieces for C.J. I think Bryce needs a team that has a monster offensive line because – he's going to need it. If his career trajectory is Drew Brees-esque, you're going to need a really big offensive line to kind of help you out there, which is what keeps landing me at Anthony Richardson because with Frank Reich there, knowing that Frank Reich likes bigger QBs, knowing that Frank Reich is really – pause. Knowing that Frank Reich is good at working with QBs, especially somewhat mobile ones, Anthony Richardson, to me – I say you use number one overall pick because he has the highest ceiling. I know the other two quarterbacks previously mentioned have higher floors. I go with higher ceiling.
Then that would be a gross overpay for the number one overall pick because you could have traded to Arizona and got 3 and not given up as much.
Oh, because
who had the first? Chicago had 1. Someone's going to trade with them anyway, right? They probably picked Bryce or CJ. CJ would have been the second. And like the tiers are Bryce, CJ, and then AR and Will.
But I don't know. Who says that's the order? Like, I know draft analysts, like, I know everyone. Listen, I think there are 3 QBs who are the best QB in this draft. Bryce, CJ, and Anthony Richardson. And I think, depending on which team you are, should determine if you think one of these QBs should really work.
That's fair.
Bryce Young on the Colts makes sense to me.
Yes. It just looks right.
Not only that, but like you're talking about a team that has a really young running game, but a decent offensive line. Like if they make maybe one or two offensive line moves, I think that's an offensive line that could maybe hold up enough with Jonathan Taylor back at full strength. They got Michael Pittman on the outside. They got a good tight end. And I forgot his name off the top of my head. Like they got some pieces. That's a situation where I could see Bryce Young or CJ Stroud instantly turn that team around because they got pieces. When I think of the Panthers, fam, what the fuck do the Panthers have that you could put a Bryce or a CJ in and they can be successful? I don't think they have anything. You trade away your number one wide receiver. You didn't bring back your best running back in whatchamacallit, Dante Foreman from last year. Who Terrence Marshall? Chuba Hubbard? That's what y'all, fam. If I'm the Panthers, I am taking the bigger quarterback that can also be very, very mobile. Then I am in, if I'm knowing I have Frank Wright at the helm and this guy knows how to coach up quarterbacks, that's what I'm doing.
Thank you for that. And everyone in the chat, thank you for your comments. But there's one thing I have to highlight. Keely, Matt Richardson is raw. That's a big pause.
Yeah, first that was a very big pause. Yeah, he's a raw talent, but I would say that all these QBs in some way or in some qualities have some rawness about them. Anthony Richardson was he just wasn't able to showcase his full breadth of abilities the way the other two were because of the programs they were at. Yo, one was at one. Listen, guys, I mean. Guys, one of them in Bryce Young played on a national championship winning team. The other one in CJ Stroud played with two or three receivers who are like first round. Four receivers who are first round. JSN, Olave, Garrett Wilson, Marvin Harrison Jr. That's four first round picks. Y'all know them little memes of the, oh, I can't believe Alabama's wide receiver room was like this. Give it about 3 or 4 years. We're going to be saying the same thing about Ohio State. So what are we doing? What are we doing here? Anthony Richardson was out there throwing to who? What first round wide receivers?
Fair.
That matters. If you're out there throwing to a whole bunch of Los D-mixes, 6'4s and 6'5 Los D-mixes, I promise you, you're not doing too much better. So I don't know. I don't know. That's just my thoughts. All right. Other stuff in our quick hitter section. Did you watch UFC 287?
So you know how I feel about MMA. So I'll let you take that.
Oh, it's an ISO? ISO on me. UFC 287. Izzy versus Alex P. Listen, first off, I'm gonna say there were a lot of good fights on both the undercard and the main card. But let me tell y'all something. If you watch that Izzy fight, then you would know my man Izzy was 0-3 against this dude. 0-3. Danny, he was telling folks, yo, he told Brandon Marshall on the I Am Athlete podcast, yo, because Brandon Marshall asked him, yo, I got 100,000. Should I bet it on you? He said, yo, I would bet my life that I'm going to win this fight.
There you go.
He said, I would listen, if you about to fight someone and they say, yo, I will bet my life that I'm going to beat you now, I'm already a little afraid. I'm pissing myself just a smidge. Cause like, yo, you would die to beat me? I'm you would literally lose your life to beat me in a fight. I'm not committed enough. Listen, knocked him clean out. Second round. And it was looking, it was looking a little shaky. Caught him with one, he was hurt. Caught him with another, out cold. Listen, and you know how I know that the beef was real, that this opposition was very real? Because you know what he did right after he knocked him out? Hit him with, he did like some Fortnite shit. He was,
I saw that.
Then he was like, yo, you know how petty I am? I remember one of the last times you beat me, your son came in the ring and mocked me as I was laying on the ground. So you know what I'm going to do? After I knock you out, I'm going to go find your little bitch ass son. I'm going to point at him and I'm going to just drop to the ground and mock your daddy who just got knocked out. Let me tell you, I love when Petty wins. Shout out to the Petties out here. Because fuck them, that's why. Don't ask me why. Fuck them, that's why. That's why. Like Dave Chappelle said, because fuck them, that's why. This is what sports is about, people.
Yes.
Talk that shit. And to all y'all little softies out there, this is what we were saying last week with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. When we not talking that shit in sports, what the fuck are we out here doing?
What are we doing? You fired up.
Like, fuck all this I'm happy to be here shit that y'all want me on. That's what Drake said. Fuck all that happy to be here shit that y'all want me on. I'm the big bro. They still be trying to little bro me, dog. That's what Drake said, and I feel him. Because fuck what you talking about? You thought you was finna knock my boy out three times and he won't gonna come back for blood the fourth time with the belt on the line? He got two losses. Izzy got two losses, two of them to the same dude. The other time that he beat him, they was in kickboxing. So you know if you're the only dude that I have never beat under my jacket, and this is the fourth and final time, oh, nah, dog. If I don't beat you this time, fuck it. I'll retire, too. I know he was thinking it. I know he was thinking it. Shout out Izzy, man. Shout out the whole card. Shout out to the whole UFC 287. That was a good fight. Sorry, I'm a little worked up. And if we stand in fights... And if we say, listen, while Izzy and UFC 287 was going on up in the Prudential Center in Jersey, shout out Jersey, shout out Jersey, shout out New York, shout out New Jersey, Shakur Stevenson was fighting. Listen, Danny, have you seen Shakur Stevenson fight?
I have not.
Listen, I know this was an ass whooping. This was an ass whooping. Like, he was beating his ass so bad. The dude, he won the fight without having to knock dude out. Like, the dude was taking so many shots, the referee literally was like, I have seen enough. Like, and this is boxing. This ain't MMA. This is straight boxing. Fam, he was literally just, he was taking haymakers, and the referee had to just be like, no. That's not it. That's not it. Hold on. But that's not the fight that I actually want to talk about. The full card included one fight that I thought was probably one of the funniest fights I have ever seen. So I'm trying to make sure I find the name of the individual. His name was Keyshawn Davis. It was Keyshawn Davis versus Anthony Yigit. And if you watch my IG story over the weekend, then you probably saw me sitting on my couch, dying laughing, watching this particular fight. It was Keyshawn Davis versus Anthony Yigit. So this is a 10-round fight, Danny. This is a 10-round fight. You get to like the first six rounds. I'm sitting there watching like a regular boxing match, right? You know how they be doing in boxing. Ah, tat, 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 move. Tat, 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 move. Tat, 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 move. You see it. Tat, 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 move. Duck, dodge. Tat, 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 move. Duck, dodge. Tat, 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 tat. So I'm just watching it six rounds. Get to the seventh round. Mind you, Anthony Yigit was getting his ass whooped these first six rounds. So we get to the seventh round. And Keyshawn Davis, who was from Norfolk, shout out to the 757.
Hey.
Two down, shout out to VA. And Keyshawn Davis, now he ain't even, you know what I'm saying? They was talking a little bit in the pre-match, but you know, it's boxing. We get to round eight. And this is seven rounds of Keyshawn Davis just whooping this guy's ass. Anthony Yigit in round seven, out of 10, decides he's going to start talking shit to the guy that's whooping his ass while he's whooping his ass. My brother in Christ, when I tell you this fight immediately got more hilarious because he would be like, come hit me then. Now, this is what he looked, nah, please don't make me laugh. He was, yeah, but come fight me. Oh, and he started doing this for a couple rounds, and I was like, yo, what is this, dog? So then he do this for about two more rounds. Now he in round nine. Don't make me laugh. Now he getting tagged up. Tat, 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 tat. Oh, whoa, nah. Now he talking shit. Nah, but come hit me then. So then buddy come in. tap, good body shot, right? Drop him to the ground. Immediately drop him to the ground. He get back up. Now he talking even more. He has been dropped to the ground at this point. He's talking even more. Come on. Don't make me laugh. So they get back into it. Then he hit him one more time. Bink! Another body shot. Drop my man like fetal position on his knee. The referee was just like, that's enough.
I've seen enough.
We've seen enough. And I came away after seeing that and after seeing Izzy knock out Alex, I came away from both of these cards saying, yo, knock me the fuck out in UFC long before you put me in a boxing match where, fam, listen, at least you know in a UFC fight, they want to protect you because they know you can really get fucked up in here. Like it can get bad quick. Versus in boxing, because you got them thick gloves on, y'all ain't kicking. It's a little bit more for them to just be like, wave the white flag. Listen, I saw two boxing matches on Saturday, corners having to wave the white flag. Does nobody know how embarrassing that is? When your coach, the dude who's been training you for this fight, literally is having to watch you get your ass whooped and then say, hey, G.
Wrap it up, B.
We got to wrap it up.
We got to finish. Holy shit.
Man. All right.
So the Hawks are, the Heat have come back. It is now 69-63.
What is up with NBA teams in the third quarter?
Hey, dog, the three-point shot is a game changer.
You're right. All right, Danny, I'm going to do an ISO on you on this one.
Okay.
The WNBA draft was last night.
It was. It was a lot. For those who don't know, it was a lot of fun last night. I'll keep it short and sweet. Excited to see Haley Jones. She's in Atlanta. It's going to be a nice young core. I think Atlanta, for anyone who watches WNBA basketball, I believe. So Aaliyah Boston, South Carolina, went to Indiana. I believe Indiana is on the same path as Atlanta was last year. So Indiana is a year behind Atlanta. So I think Indiana is going to fight for a playoff spot. Don't think they'll get there. Aaliyah still has to learn how to play the game at that level. It's going to be great. Haley in Atlanta, another guard who can initiate the offense. That's going to be a lot of fun. But I think for to put a bow on it, because I know we're running out of time, for me, the biggest winner, the Washington Mystics. The Washington Mystics traded their first round pick, which was number, I believe, 5 overall, to Dallas for 2025 first round pick. For those of you who don't know, 2025 is going to be a very important year. That's the year.
Paige?
Say what?
Is that Paige's year?
That's Paige. That's Caitlin. That's Angel Reese. Like, there's going to be a lot of, if they stay, because they can all enter the draft next year, but if they stay an extra year, which they probably will, because they earn more money on the NIL side, more than likely, than they would their first year in the league, or they would take that lead, you know, that year. So if they all stay, 2025, the Mystics could be in a position to draft Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, Paige, and there's some other players in there, some real generational talent. So the 2025 draft class in WNBA could be next level. So that was a real genius move by the Mystics, because they can win a championship this year, right? It's Vegas, New York. The Mystics are on that second tier of teams that could potentially win a championship if something were to happen to one of the other two teams. So that's great GM and great work. I will say a lot of people don't like Dallas's draft, and I understand, but Dallas had picks 3, 4, and they had 3 and 5. They traded with the Mystics for 4. And then like they got 3 top 5 picks. I know people are saying, well, you're going to miss out on the 2025. Dallas doesn't, they can't think about 2025 because they have Rike Ogunbowale right now. For those who don't know, she is a guard from Notre Dame. I think this is her third year. She was third in the league in scoring. She is a beast. Surround her with talent and see where she can take you. So I understand the decision there. Other than that, nothing under the sun. South Carolina, shout out Dawn Staley, 5 out of 5 players drafted from South Carolina. I believe 2 top 10, and this is the second time she has had a number one overall pick in Aaliyah Boston. Asia Wilson was the other. It's a lot of talent. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. I am looking forward to the draft next year in 2025. I hope they all stay. I hope the 2025 draft classed, because it'd be real cool to talk about Caitlin, Angel, Paige, and a couple other players. So that's it on the WNBA front. The draft was interesting. I'm just really excited to see Atlanta nice young core. For those of you who don't know, the WNBA League Pass is only $25. So if you buy the League Pass for $25, you can watch every game. You can start following teams. You can watch Vegas, New York, Atlanta. I'm really intrigued by Dallas. I'd like to see how Ogunbowale leads a team full of rookies. And that's about it.
If Angel, Caitlin, and Paige all came out the same year, would that make that draft class maybe one of the best ever?
It probably would. I know I saw something today that talked about some other players on that team. Yeah, so here it is. Blah, blah, blah. That draft could have Caitlin, Angel, Paige, Cameron, Brink, and Aaliyah Edwards. Like, there's a lot of talent coming over the next 2 years. So if they stay and all come out 2025, yeah, we're talking about the LeBron draft class, right? LeBron, D-Wade, Melo. Like, that's the kind of talent we're talking about. We're talking about generational athletes. If they all stay, because some can come out. I think Caitlin can come out next year, but Angel can't come out till 2025 because I think she's a sophomore. So if they all stay, 2025 is going to be a great year.
Curious to see if Caitlin would want to stay that long, though.
I mean, it depends on the money, right? Like, Iowa wins a national championship, she has nothing to prove yet. But again, if they make it far and they don't get it, I think she goes for one more go around in 2025. D, that's all I got. Do you got anything?
Man, listen, a couple things for me. One, Gladys, you're right. It is Brittany Griner's first game back in May. Shout out to her. Two, people, if you go anywhere and you punch a wall, I just want you to know your short bus will be waiting outside for you shortly afterwards. Three, if you think you are tough, call someone a bitch to their face and see how that work out for you. Four. I'm sorry. That third one made me laugh. Four. To all you tough guys out here, you're not a UFC fighter and you are not a boxer. So just know you could get your ass whooped too at any moment by anyone on any given day.
Yep.
Choose your words correctly.
That is a great piece of advice.
And the last thing I got to say, if you saw the picture of Donald Trump, Kid Rock, Mike Tyson, DJ Academics, and somebody else, just know that was first team all MAGA.
That was the best picture I've ever seen in my life.
That was first team all MAGA. And the very last thing I'm going to say, for a country that claims to hate Donald Trump so much, I watched as almost 30,000-40,000 people chanted USA to a former president. So before you, when you ask yourself, who the fuck would vote for Donald Trump? Just remember, 80 million did. 80 million did.
And for those of you on the internet, go look at that DJ Academics and Trump picture. Trump looks so uncomfortable standing beside DJ Academics.
No, I think, Trump is an old man. I think everything he does is uncomfortable.
He looked like he was having more fun sitting with Mike Tyson than he did standing beside DJ Academics.
Yeah, because I can bet. One of these days, someone's going to come out and say Trump might be one of the funniest dudes on the planet. He was just a president.
He was one of the funniest dudes on the planet.
Oh, no, I know. People, when you get free times, please watch my man shoot paper towels into a crowd of Puerto Ricans dealing with a flood. Hurricane.
Hey, where can they find you, D?
People, make sure you follow me on IG at Los Demix. That's LOSDEEMIX. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on YouTube. Follow me on Twitch. Make sure you follow the pod at speakonit_pod. Make sure you're sending us the questions at speakonuspod14@gmail.com. I think next week, Danny, we should have at least one or two good questions, hopefully. And just know, real estate is the best scam in America, but it's the scam that is one of the quickest to wealth. Go ahead, Danny.
Love a good scam. Yeah, like D said, follow the pod, speakonit_pod. Instagram, Twitter, send us your questions, speakonapod14@gmail.com. Follow me on the Bird app, DannyOcean41. Thank you all for rocking with us tonight. Chat was jumping so much we couldn't get to all your comments, but no, we appreciate you for coming by, hanging out with us. It means the world to us. I will say, we are 2 weeks away from episode 100. So if the people have any ideas on something you'd like to see, let us know. Tweet us, send us a note, send us an email. And the last thing, the NFL draft is in 2 weeks, going for two, has round-the-clock draft coverage Thursday, Friday, Saturday. D and I will be opening things up Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 7 to 8. We have the first hour. But every night of the draft, going for two, live panels. D, what are you looking at, man? Like, you geeking out. Like, what? I'm trying to sell the draft show and why people should tune in.
And because you can hear, listen, you can hear Danny and myself go over the draft, give our thoughts about picks as they happen. You guys clearly hear there's difference of opinions of in quarterbacks and where we think, you know, they're going to be going. So you'll hear all of our amazing draft and analysis and coverage, you know, during the draft. I'm laughing because I'm in a slow pitch softball league for my job.
Okay.
And me and the team are hanging out tomorrow. And we're hanging out at this spot called BJ's.
Yep. I know. I'm very familiar with BJ's.
I forgot you were here. Okay. So.
It's a chain.
Oh, okay. Okay, true. So somebody in this, it's a group chat of us work folks. Somebody in this group chat said, yeah, I'm excited. I love BJ's. See you guys tomorrow. And somebody, one of the funniest dudes I know, he has a very dry sense of humor, but he is fucking hilarious. He responded, you what? Listen, and this is second time he didn't got off a joke like this. Like last, I forgot what he said last time. Hold on.
Please say what is in all caps.
Okay. Last time, yes, what is in all caps? Okay. He said, you what? All caps. I'm about to fucking laugh at the message because I'm weak. But last week, somebody had asked us, like, when do we think we can link up or whatever, whatever. And everyone was like, 412 or 420. So he said, same guy. He was like, yeah, a pregame joint is legally required for a 420 season opener. This is a group chat with all work folks. This is one of the funniest. This is literally, this dude is fucking hilarious. Found out not
he's
long
in
ago.
Management.
Say what?
Please tell me he's in management.
No, he's not in management. He's just funny. He is funny. so that's why I'm over here geeking out. Because when I read it, I said, yeah, only Jack would say some shit like that. You what? But I also had to make sure a girl didn't say I love BJ's. That's what he responded to because he was going to get everyone out the paint with that.
Yeah, that might be HR. That's definitely HR. Yo, maybe show up with. Never mind. We're not gonna do that.
One of these days, we're gonna come in here and we're gonna give y'all a real. What's the word I'm looking for? A good guide on things to say if you want to end up in HR. And things not to say if you don't want to end up in HR.
And there's
that way you can see the differences. We're corporate, man. We can do that.
Yeah, we can. And I say stuff all the time that can get me to HR, but I'm smooth and I don't go to HR.
One of the things I have really tried not to say while working is, God damn it, you niggas is crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us tonight. We'll catch you next week again. Send your questions to speakonitpod14@gmail.com. Y'all have a good night. Jesus, man.
Oh, my goodness. Have a good night, people.